The title of my talk today is Comfort and Joy. And this came to me because a few weeks ago I was attending a day for newly accredited ministers, and I only made a very small part of it. And that day was called Comfort and Joy, and I decided that I would, I got the slides and I decided that I would study that myself. And it was about finding comfort and joy for those in ministry, but the message was really for everyone. So the reading today is from Philippians 2, 1 to 5, imitating Christ's humility. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. Philippians is a letter of joy. It's a letter about joy in all circumstances, not happiness. Happiness and joy are different things. We can often say we are happy about something, but to be joyous is quite different. There is a longer lasting connotation to the word joy. Paul, although writing from prison, wrote of his joy in this letter written to the Philippians. Paul was in chains, he was personally suffering, but he still knew what he needed to do, and he did it. He knew what the Philippians needed to hear, and he did it. In his weakness, Jesus' strength prevailed. Paul's whole life was motivated by his experience of the risen Christ. He saw in his life what was possible for others, and those willing to embrace the knowledge of knowing Christ and allow the Holy Spirit to empower them. We're always going to have struggles. We're not promised joy without struggles. And at times, our struggles will seem huge. We're likely to feel our difficult times equal our sad times. Our highs equal our lows. And we won't often get long, uninterrupted periods of happiness. Most days are a mixed bag of what goes well and what doesn't. For me, I feel as if I'm winning if I manage to get all I need in the supermarket when I'm short of time. But then I'll arrive home and in haste, drop a jar and smash it. Or I leave the house on time for once and I'm joyous, only to trip over the wire that charges the car. I feel joy from getting a job done, and then I feel that joy robbed from me as quickly as it came. But that's not really joy, is it? Joy is what allows us to reassure someone in their saddest and their darkest times. Our joy allows us to tell others that we'll all get better. Our joy is deep-rooted and entwined in knowing Jesus as our risen Lord and Saviour. Joy is from coming, is from knowing where you're going, knowing the way that the end will play out for us. We know Jesus will be with us in our struggles, and that means we have to lean on him. That's what he is offering us. To be with us in our darkest times. But to find joy, we will first need to feel comfort. Paul is saying, look to him, take comfort from his love, share together in the love of Jesus. Verse 2 says, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being in one spirit and of one mind. Do we hide away our sadness at times? Do we sometimes find it hard to admit that we need comfort? If we don't admit that we need it, then we're alone in it. And that's not what we're called to do. We're not called to hide and pretend our life is perfect. Verse 3, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. How often does someone say, how are you? And you say, fine. When you're not. Being honest is not a bad thing. Allow someone to ask and to hear and share in your struggles. Be real. Don't hide away. How are we going to help others if we can't admit our own problems? Being able to seek comfort through the reassuring words of others is what we need to do. I'm sure people get fed up asking me how my back is and hearing the same old moans and groans, but that helps me. It doesn't prevent me from what I'm called to do, the pain that I suffer, because my comfort and strength comes from Jesus. At our recent cushion making event, we had a mum who said how she'd planned to come early so she could avoid putting the kids to bed and her husband would have to do it. And then she said she felt guilty, so she stayed at home and she did it. So she rushed around in haste, putting the kids to bed, making his dinner, not having time to get ready, and arrived looking quite harassed. She told me about it and I said, if that was me, I'd have left my husband to do it. She said, I wish I had. And she said, that's what I love about you. You're normal. You're honest. Being honest is real, and being real is attractive to others. We all have the same fears and failings, and we all need to find comfort wherever we can. Words of comfort. Where do you get your comfort from? Just this week, as we drove into the village, John Paul and I were talking, saying how will the Freddie's family, how will they ever feel like they'll feel joy again? But before they can feel joy, they will have to feel comfort. And they will find a way in time. And how can we assist them in doing that? Where do we go to find comfort? I would probably describe walking in here each Sunday as a source of comfort and then of joy. I feel comforted as I come in and see you, my family. And I know I will leave with the joy of being in his presence, ready to face the week ahead. What brings you comfort? As I wrote this, I was listening to music by Bethel when a song came on, By the Grace of God, and the words resonated with me. I put my trust in Jesus. His love is like the mighty ocean. His love for me will never stop. His arms are strong enough to carry me through it all, if only by the grace of God. It's strange how you listen to something and it can be at a time and it's exactly the right words. And I would find that I get a lot of comfort from music. But what about joy? Is it possible to have joy without comfort? It got me thinking of the carol, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, comfort and joy. Joy and comfort, it doesn't sound right the other way round. Is that because of the carol, or is that because we need to feel comfort before we can feel joy? That makes more sense, doesn't it? Joy comes from a comfortable place. We couldn't be joyous if we were uncomfortable. Yet comfort isn't about being comfortable. It's about being comforted. It's not an experience, it's a feeling. And our comfort comes from the assurance of Christ. And our joy is an outpouring of our experience in this. Is joy happiness? No, because happiness is fleeting. Like when we wish someone a happy birthday. That's a happy day, isn't it? Not lasting happiness, not happiness forever. Joy is something completely different. Joy is something that exists still in the midst of our troubles, because it's an inner emotion, not something that's always seen by others. Our joy can be deep-rooted within us. It's still there in the midst of the troubles, if we only allow God to comfort us. We can feel devoid of happiness at times, whether our struggles be physical, mental, or through loss. If we open up and allow Him to comfort us, we will find joy in knowing the Lord is our strength. I had an image of weighing scales. It was while I was writing this, and I was thinking of the old-fashioned ones where you have the big heavy weights and you take some off and put some on the other to balance the scales. But often one side outweighs the other. So when comfort and joy are in equal measure, the scales are of course balanced. But if we allow ourselves to weaken and forget the comfort we receive from the Lord, our joy will also diminish. Remember that you can choose the way your scales tip. You can choose to feel joy, to feel blessed, to feel rich, and to allow that joy to spill out in your everyday life. That's what makes us attractive as Christians to others. To encourage others to want what we have, which in simple terms was how it was for me. Seeing how somebody else coped with life in similar circumstances got me thinking, why is it simpler for her? Why is she calm in the midst of a storm? Because she had something I didn't. She had Jesus in her life, and I wanted that peace. Comfort comes from knowing our eternal life is saved. Any unhappiness we feel will one day be over. We have the promise of the end times, and through that we should find both comfort and joy. Jesus' whole life on earth is Him sharing with us in every moment, the good and the bad. The good and the bad in almost equal measure. For some, for a while, it all may seem weighted on one side. But within that, you'll suddenly see a weight drop. Think, hold on. Think of Jesus saying, hold on, I'm here in your struggles. I'm here to comfort you. I'm adding joy. Let us pray. Before we pray, we'll have a minute of silence. An opportunity for you to bring forth your own things. The things you wish to feel comfort from at this time. Dear Heavenly Father, we sit here today in your presence, longing to feel the warmth of your comfort. Lord, we pray that we be filled with your Spirit today. Fill us with a warmth that appears like a glow around us. Lord, we ask for that warmth to allow us to be a magnet to those that need to hear your good news. Allow us, Lord, opportunities to offer comfort to those who mourn, and a promise of a joy-filled future to those who see no joy in tomorrow. Lord, direct us as your people. Send us where you want us to go, and continually fuel us with the energy to give and receive your comfort and joy. Lord, we long to be the comfort that others are searching for. Lord, gift us with the ability to share the joy we have through the promise of eternal life. As we leave here today, send us to meet the people who need to hear your message and give us the words to say. In Jesus' name, amen.